Good morning, and welcome to the Father's house. All right, I got three things I got to do, and then I'm going to get started, jump right into the Word. Here we go. Number one, I love you, I love you, I love you. If something is 70% successful, I'll buy into it. I love you, I love you, I love you. If something is 80% successful, I'll buy into that. I love you, I love you, I love you. If something is 90% successful, I'm definitely going to buy into that. I love you, I love you, I love you. God says His love never fails. It is 100% successful. So what I've done is I've invested in God. I've invested in His love. I put everything in it, my money, my time, my energy, everything. I've invested everything into God's love because it's 100% successful. And so I don't have any time for hate. I don't have any time for evil. I don't have any time for hurting people. I don't have any time for it because all my investment is in love. Do you get it? Amen. Number two, I used to think that it was, I guess it was weakness, or I don't know what I thought, but I thought it was not good to tell people that you struggle with sin, especially when you got older in Christ. I've been walking with the Lord for a long time, and I used to think it wasn't good. I couldn't tell people that I struggled with sin and that I'm struggling with Satan, and I used to think I tried to hide it. You know, to be honest, you know, that, yeah, I got it. I can handle it. And I wasn't handling it. And God had to talk to me and deal with me. And Paul talks about it in Romans. We struggle with sin. It's a struggle. There's things I want to do, but I don't do. And there's things I don't want to do, I end up doing. And like Paul, you got a thorn in your flesh. We struggle. But it's all right to struggle. Because we have grace and we have mercy and we can come to God for His forgiveness and we can repent. It's all right to struggle. What it's not all right to do is to surrender to sin. To say, okay, I just give in, I give up, and I won't even try. I won't even ask for forgiveness. I won't go to God. No. Don't surrender. Yes, we will struggle. And if we struggle, that's okay. God says, I got enough grace to handle it. I got enough mercy to handle your struggle. But don't surrender. Keep fighting. Because soon Jesus is going to come back and He's going to win the battle and we won't have to struggle anymore. We just got to keep fighting. Amen. So I'm going to fight right now. I'm going to ask God for His grace and mercy. I'm going to go get His blood, cover my life with it, and keep fighting the devil. Father, right now I thank You. Thank You for Your grace and mercy. Thank You for Your blood in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm praying. I'm constantly praying, but one of the things I'm praying for, they have told us, the leaders of this world, to be careful. Social distance. And I agree with that. But it says in the Bible, they did not tell us, the world leaders, spiritual distance. The Bible says, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. We're not to get away from God. We're to get closer to God. Yes, we might have to get away from people, but God doesn't want us to get away from Him. We got to get closer to God. We ought to be praying more, reading more, trusting more, giving more, doing more with God. Draw near to God. I believe if you draw near to God, you won't say certain things. I believe if you draw near to God, you won't do certain things. If you draw near to God, you won't act certain ways. This is my prayer. We don't social distance or spiritual distance from God. Yeah, we got social distance to do. Okay, I understand that. But spiritual distance, getting away from God, no. We need to get closer. Draw near to God, He will draw near to you. Amen. All right, let me get into the Word. I got two verses I want to bring out. Mark 4, verses 24 and 25. Mark chapter 4, verses 24 and 25. And here's what I want to do. I want to do it this route. I want to read the verse, two verses. I want to read them. And then I want to give you the Van Arrington commentary and illustration. Okay? It's on me. Okay? And then after that, I want to show you how it applies, or at least how I applied it to my life. And so I want to do those three things, and then I'm finished. Okay? All right, here we go. Let me read Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you shall be more given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. All right, I'm going to go through it again and kind of explain it, give you my commentary and my illustrations so that I can, you know, this is where I understand it. Take heed what you hear. In other words, listen. Listen to God. Yesterday I did one, but I usually teach a class for driver's ed. And I'm constantly talking to the kids. And one of the things I say to the kids, I say, hey, listen. Listen to me. I could save you some pain if you listen to me. Now, we're going to face pain in this world. We're just going to face it. There's our allotment of pain and struggle and hurt that's going to come to us. We're going to face it. But we don't have to face extra pain and extra struggle. And the reason we don't, because we have people who can tell us stuff. They've been there. They've learned things. I'm one of them. I've been there. I've been through the accidents, been through all the stuff. I could teach you some things. I could tell you some things if you will listen, save you some pain. And so I tell them, I use this illustration, I say, hey, listen, if I tell you, don't go run in that street, don't go play in that street right there, and you tell me, shut up, you old black man, bald-headed black man, I ain't going to listen to you, and you run in the street, and a car hits you, and you come back with one eye, and one arm, and one leg, to one, you know what, you was right. I could have saved you that pain. I could have saved you that trouble. All you had to do is listen. And I know, I was there. I was young and that man, I didn't want to listen. Especially I didn't want to listen to God. If I would have listened, it would have saved me a whole lot of pain. And I know when you're younger, you don't mind falling. You fall down, jump up and rub your arm and in 30 seconds you're feeling better. Now, I done got old. I fall down, man, my arm hurt for a week. And I'm like, I ain't got time to be going through pain. Especially extra pain. Got enough pain in life. Got enough trouble in life. Ain't got time. And so now I'm like, God, what are you saying? I'm listening. I mean, I think I hear him and I don't even, he ain't even say nothing. I'm like, God, did you say something? God's like, I ain't said nothing. I'm like, okay, I'm just checking. Because I don't want to go through no more pain than I have to. God says about his word, listen. If you listen to me, you can't listen. Hint, hint. You can't listen if you don't read. Listen to God. God will talk to you. He will save you a whole lot of pain. Take heed what you hear. Listen. He says, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you shall be more given. I don't understand this. It's a miracle to me. I just don't understand. Let me explain it in the natural, then I'll explain it in the spiritual. But this is something that it blows my mind. Let me show you what I'm talking about in the natural. You could lift weights. And let's say, for example, I'm lifting 100 pounds. I can lift 100 pounds. And I can lift it five times. And that's all I can do. And all I can lift is 100 pounds. And all I can do is lift it five times. And I keep doing it. And I keep doing it. And that's the most I can do. I can't lift anymore. That's my limit. If I give my all, I can lift is 100 pounds five times. I don't understand it. I can't explain it. But if you keep lifting, and you keep lifting, and you keep giving all that you have on that 100 pounds, I don't know when, I don't know where, but out of nowhere, boom, next thing you know, I can lift 150. Where did the capacity come from? Where did the strength come from? I still got the same body, Same body, same eyes, same hands, same legs, same arms. But all of a sudden, I went from lifting 100 pounds to 150. Where did it come from? To me, it's like a miracle. And then you keep lifting. Keep lifting that 150. Keep lifting that 150. Keep lifting. And then out of nowhere, arms still the same size, legs still the same size, body still the same. You're still the same person. Next thing you know, you can lift 200. It's like a miracle. The capacity grows. You keep giving your all, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you don't know exactly when, next thing you know, you can do more. To me, it's like a miracle. Running, I'm a track coach, and you run athletes. And say they can only run so 5 sprints, all out, full speed. And so they keep running. They give me their best. They run with their all. And see, as a coach, I'm always pushing you, give me your best. And so they give their best and they run. And they can run 5 sprints all out. And that's all they can do. But they keep doing it and they keep doing it. And next thing you know, they can run 8. Same legs, same arm, same body. But now they can do more. How? Hard to explain. Then the next thing you know, they can go from 8 to 12. They started out, they could only do 5. And they just keep growing. The capacity grows. What you give, when you give your all, more comes. Now you switch this over into the spiritual. This is the Lord. I use this illustration. You got a cup. We are God's cup. He fills us every day with His Spirit. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, He fills us with His Spirit. And what He wants us to do, here's a measuring cup. He wants us to pour everything we got into Him. He wants us to give Him His all. Our all. Because He gave His all. Think about it. The Lord gave His all. God is so complete. God, when God finished the earth, He worked 6 days. He gave His all. He worked so hard. When He got to the 7th day, He said, all right, I'm going to rest. I got to take a break. I gave my all. And He wants us to give His all. Give our all. And so He pours into us His best. Whether you believe it or not, whether you feel it or not, whether you understand it or not, He pours in His Spirit to us every day we wake up. And He says, I want you to give me your best. And here's what will blow your mind. If you give God your best, and you're only this much, you only got this much. When I first started out with God, this is how much I knew about God. This is how much I understood God. This is how much I believed in God. And I would give God the best I had. And I can't understand it. It's a miracle. I can't explain it. Next thing you know, my cup grows. And I got a greater cup. And I got a bigger cup. And I don't know. And I can do more for God. And I comprehend more from God. And I give that. And I give God the best that I can from what He's given me. And the next thing you know, my cup grows. My cup grows again. I can't explain. He gives more. Now, let me show you how to apply that. Or at least how it worked for me in my life. God would begin to deal with me. And he would say, okay, Van, I want your love to grow, for example. And there's all kind of areas He wants to grow. It could be in the area of love, or trust, or faith, or grace, or mercy, or forgiveness, or wisdom. There's a lot of areas He wants to deal with. Well, one of my areas especially was in love. Do you know what love is? Well, let me give you the definition. In 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient and love is kind. It's patient and it's kind. So here's how it started out. God said, all right, Van, I want you to walk in love. I want your love to grow. All right? Here you are, Van. And so I first get started, and God would fill me up, and He said, hey, here's what I'm going to do, Van. I'm going to bring circumstances and situations and people in your life. And I want you to love them. I want you to be patient, and I want you to be kind. And I want you to give me the best, everything you can give me. I want you to give me your all. And so I'd say, okay, God, and I'd go for it. And I'd give my all, and I'd come back at the end of the day, and I'd even tell my wife, whew, I'm tired. Boy, I used up all my patience. I used up all my kindness. Because I almost went off on so-and-so. And I almost went off on that person. And I almost got mad and almost cut so-and-so out. But and I'm tired. Man, it took everything I got to love these people. It took everything I got to be patient and to be kind. And I'm tired. And God would say, Van, did you get me on? Yes, I tried. I mean, I got to the point where I didn't think I was going to make it, but I did. And God said, good. And then he'd start my day over again. And it might be the same people. It might be the same circumstances. He might change it. And he said, Van, give your all. Be patient. Be kind. Love. And I'd do it again. And I'd come back and get to the end of the day and I'd be like, can't believe it. I'm wore out. All my patience is gone. All my kindness is gone. I ain't got no more. Lord, they pushed me to my limit. God said, good. You gave your all? Yes, I did. Gave my all. And I would keep doing it. And I would keep giving my all. And keep giving my all. I don't understand it. It's a miracle. Next thing you know, I got more patience. I got more kindness than I had before. I don't understand it. God would give me more. I'm the same person. Same eyes, same name, same look, but now I got more patience. I got more kindness, I got more love, and I can give more to God. And God would bring this and do the same thing again. He said, all right, man, you got more love, you got more patience. I'm going to bring new situations. I'm going to bring new circumstances. I'm going to bring new people in your path. And you're going to have to give your all. And he would bring them, and I'd come back tired, worn out. Man, I can't believe so-and-so said that and so-and-so did that. And I almost went off. But I was patient and I was kind and I made it through. And you keep giving your best. I keep giving my all. Next thing you know, my love grows. My patience grows. My kindness grows. And I have more. That's God. That's the miracle of God. That's what he does. He takes what you give because you give your all and he gives you more. I can't explain it. I don't know how he does it. I have more love. I have more patience. I have more kindness than I have ever had before. That's God. The end of verse 25, however, says this. For he that has shall be given. But he that does not have, from him shall be taken even that what he has. Let me explain that. In the natural, remember I gave you the illustration about lifting weights? If I don't, say I could lift 100 pounds. I could lift it 5 times. But I don't. I choose not to. I won't work out. I won't lift. It's unbelievable. But you know what will happen? After a period of time, because I won't lift, because I won't do, I lose my strength. I won't be able to pick up that 100 pounds. I'll be able to pick up 90, but I've lost my strength. It's like it's gone. It leaves me. Can't understand it. Because I didn't work out, because I didn't use it, I lose it. My running, my endurance, because I won't run, because I won't give my all, I lose my endurance. And I used to could run 5 sprints. Now I can't even run 5. I can only run 2. I lose it. It's the same thing. On a spiritual level. There was a period in time with me. That God would say, hey Van. I'm bringing these circumstances. I'm bringing these people in your path. I'm bringing people in your way. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to love them. I want you to be patient and kind. And I got stubborn. And I didn't understand. And I was like, I don't like it. And I was like, no. No, God. God would say, hey, Van, I want you to be patient. I want you to be kind. I don't want you to say anything. I would say, no. It's all like I got stubborn. And I begin to back up. And I begin to know, God, I'm not going to give my all. God would say, Van, are you giving me your best? And, no. To be honest, I'm not. I mean, he knows. He can read though, in the inside. I could fake with people, but I couldn't fake with God. And I wasn't giving my best. And God would say, hey, back off. And I wouldn't back off. And God would say, well, don't say that. And I would say that. And it's amazing. There was a period in time. My love, my patience, my kindness went down. Next thing you know, I go from here to here. My patience goes down. My kindness goes down. I'm biting, I'm getting on people's cases. My family's seeing it. My wife's seeing it. People seeing it. I say, man, what's wrong with you? You're losing it. And I had to check myself and I had to cry out to God and say, God, forgive me. I'm not giving my all. And I had to get back in place and get back in line and start giving God my all. And when I did that, He would bring back patience and kindness. Do you understand me, my brothers? God wants us to give our all. He wants us to give it all to Him. And it could be in any area. Love, trust, faith, grace, mercy. He wants us to give all. And when I can't understand it, it's a miracle. When you give your all, when you give to Him, He gives it back to you. It's a miracle. And you'll become a blessing. Not just to God, but to people. Amen. I hope you catch this. Brothers and sisters, I love you. Blessings on you. In Jesus' name. Be blessed.